Why don't you join me for a rather lewd expedition into the dreamscape today, as we find out what it's like to lose our humanity yet again? Today we will be stepping into the mold of a member of Praxis Memetics who has decided that doll's well that ends dollified. A good place to begin is leading the mind deeper within the experience of the spoken words I offer, to help bridge yourself into the dreamscape. The gentle pull of mindful listening is always appealing, after all, this little respite giving you the opportunity to float away. The dreamscape is calling, after all. Time becomes a passing affectation, pieced together and illustrated through my continued verbal delineation. This ever-increasing flow of verbiage is a discrete point to begin our experiential task. You may find that as the words spill forth and flow over you, you can become less aware of your surroundings, letting the words overlay the thoughts and sounds that came before. It's all right if at any time you need to move around or adjust your positioning. Throughout this process, you might need to, and that's all right. Simply let me spin this tale, taking you deeper into the dreamscape. Allow yourself to depart from now into the space and time between concepts and ideas, a place in which nothing is always about to be everything. Ideas ready to be planted and grown, a fluidic connection of concepts and realities. The dreamscape welcomes the growth of ideas outside of the everyday experience. We pass into worlds previously veiled, thoughts not yet explored. You might feel light or airy as you materialize here, guided by my words. The dreamscape is experienced in countless ways, shapes, ideas, sensations, and unique, externalized contemplations. It could be that you feel the sensations of soft, cool clouds between your toes, or maybe you can see the tufts of white, wispy thought, roiling and shifting between solid and not. This is something that each of us uniquely calls their own. Your dreamscape may not be like any other, but it is wholly correct. However you experience it, it is the dreamscape to you. A moment outside of time within our minds, a bridge between realities that pulls us through. The more you travel it, the easier it becomes to slip into the space of focused fixation on each and every word, discovering what the dreamscape holds for you, slipping into the scene, into the moment. Portaling yourself right now to this desk, this secretary seated across from you, letting you know, quite simply, that all of this troublesome paperwork is finally squared away. We can begin discussing what comes next for you. From your answers, it would seem you have some very lewd proclivities that you've been unable to fill in other positions here at the company. Seems you enjoy the idea of being just a helpless little toy, servicing anyone who comes across you. To be honest, we do need toys to please the other members of our organization. After all, they have needs and desires that are left unsatisfied by the other members of our conglomerate, such as our living dolls. Although your role will still entail some form of work, you will find it is most relaxing to give into those aspects that I will be enhancing today. Those desires you've kept in check for so very long can finally flow free. You'll become a doll. It feels good to be called what you are, doesn't it? To have your toyhood acknowledged. Yes, I can see it in the way that you're squirming in your seat. Feels so wonderful to fully admit this amazing truth for the first time in your existence. To be freed of your personhood. I know you will be happy to hear what's coming next. You see, I need to install the beginning of your core doll programming. And while you will remain able to think to some extent, it's necessary to strip away the last vestiges of your humanity, as that is what you requested. This, of course, is going to help you be happy in your new role, as a sex toy. Because if we don't create an absolute fixation on being used and fostered until your entire existence is consumed by being fucked, you might have aspirations for other things. But I think you already realize that as I download more and more of this new and wonderful firmware into you, that you will be helplessly transformed, molded and shaped into a good little toy. Because this programming is quite irresistible in its intensity, I bet you can even feel the code already unfurling in your mind, helplessly drawing you into the thoughts of a good toy. The next stage, of course, will be modifying you. This includes replacing your dermis with a fully configurable nanomaterial, as this will make your entire external structure fully modifiable to our needs. That way, when you're servicing different members of our conglomerate, you can be easily adjusted to fit their needs. You can feel a little prick at the base of your spine, and a rush of cool calmness that spreads out, accompanied by a wonderful tingling beginning to permeate your body. But before you can focus on the locus of sensation from the first prick, you suddenly feel another, then another, and so on, down your spine, each introducing more of the nanites, the feeling growing like a staggered wave, coolness flushing out into your body. Aw, sweet little toy, the nanites are getting to work on you, turning your flesh into something much more fitting to your new form and function. It's a lot easier to sanitize and quite a bit simpler to clean without all of those organic drawbacks. It also can easily be made to resemble any material or texture we might want you to have, though it seems the idea you held in your mind was quite clear about your base state, as I can see you're taking on a very nice synthetic skin tone. It matches your original quite nicely, I must say. Oh, and this is interesting. I guess your fingers are a little bit less individual than before. They seem to have bonded on the sides to each other. It really does exemplify your dolly desires, doesn't it? Oh goodness. I also can't help but notice your lips puckering and growing plumper and thicker. So very circular. You really do look like you're ready to have somebody's cock stuffed down your throat. Wow. You really knew what you wanted, since your base configuration is highly connected to your hidden desires. Those deepest, darkest desires that dwell inside the very back of your mind. It must be nice to have me forge this bridge between your desires and reality, to turn you into the toy you always knew you were. Looks like you're almost done with your conversion. I have to say, the seam lines are really, really cute touch for that classical toy aesthetic. You're going to be very popular with all of your new users, little toy. Oh, and you're dripping already. That's just wonderful. And to think I hadn't even turned on the new protocols yet. Goodness, you really are a natural doll after all. Oh, with that, I think it's high time we activate those new aspects of you. You know, turning on that blissful, overwhelming blankness of being a toy that just tears open your mind to an infinitely overwhelming neediness centered in a void made of one singular word. Fuck. A simple word. Fuck. Not anything more or less, just fuck. But my little sex toy, that's all you need to know now. This toy. Fuck this doll. Fuck this toy, please. It's wonderfully overwhelmingly true that that pleasure encapsulates you, leaving the toy incapable of anything other than blissful neediness. There is such importance placed on the basic need that it forms your core identity as a sex toy. After all, you formed a connection to that one simple command, your prime directive. That is why I will now give you the chance to experience your usefulness, my lovely toy. I'm going to push a toy into every orifice you have been begging to get filled, to test how functional you are. At the same time, I've got a couple of lovely nanite-enhanced suckling appendages that are going to make sure that each and every part of you that's been begging to be serviced is going to get a good sucking, little doll, feeling all of those wonderful appendages from the chair beneath you, squirming out, beginning to fuck you in all the best ways a doll can comprehend, which I'm sure is probably the most enjoyable thing you could imagine right now, Dolly. It's an overwhelming thing, isn't it? Which is why you're going to be doing such an amazing job of giving in to your new programming, letting it guide you into a life of ecstatic service. I can see it in the way you twitch gently. Faint tremors across your body, the only evidence that you were once anything more than a living sex toy. From the top of your lovely head to the tips of your toes. I have to do one more thing, though, to finish with your processing, which is why I'm going to turn up all these lovely stimulators to the highest settings they have, and watch you melt into your new form. I'm sure you've noticed the vigor with which you're currently fucking and being fucked. The way they touch you, fulfilling all of your lovely dolly desires, my sweet little toy. Your mind must be gone at this point. I can't even imagine a single part of it thinking anything other than fuck me. Fuck this toy. Please fuck me. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck me. I need to be fucked. You want to squirm and writhe, and your body doesn't respond because you no longer truly have any control over it. Your new toy self exists with one purpose, to fuck and pleasure those who choose to use you. That's all you are, a glorified, life-sized sex doll. You know, it's been ages since I've done a sex toy installation. I really appreciate you for helping me make your job placement so seamless, toy. But it's time to hand you over to logistics so they can take you to whichever branch is most in need of your unique services. You can feel the chair-like appendage lowering you down at a conveyor belt concealed beneath the articulating plating on the floor. Once your limp body is placed on the conveyor belt, it conducts you off deep into the vast complex. As you slide along, you can find that with each passing moment, you become more aware of that cloudy, swirling, white fog of the dreamscape. The place where this lovely tale whisked you away from, you can return to it, letting all of that lovely, dollified self stay in the world you just left. And you can take away whatever aspects of this experience you might wish to into the dreamscape. But you needn't do any such thing unless that's exactly what you want. Taking a moment now to feel yourself rematerialized as you were before, aware of the swirling nothing that is, the something that has and has been. Slowly breathing, relaxing, feeling comfortable, becoming more aware of the other side of that experience, coming out from the dreamscape slowly but steadily, more and more, with each passing moment more aware, more grounded in reality, more present in the place that we left earlier. Let your body stretch and shift gently, maybe feeling the weight of gravity, being Let's aware of the air now. Moving in the room, to recollect ourselves with a nice simple count. One, drifting up. Two, feeling wonderful. Three, more and more here and less there. Four, five, feeling your body. Six, seven, remembering where you were before and what you were up to. 8, 9, feeling all that energy returning, invigorating. And 10, wide awake, feeling wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me on this quick little expedition to the dreamscape. I hope you've enjoyed this as much as I have. And if that's the case, please remember to check me out elsewhere.